Well, you've probably heard of Wind Beneath My Wings. How about Grapes Between My Toes? Well, that is something that will be happening. The Cessnock Stomp Festival over the weekend, Sunday, in fact. And to tell us a bit more about that, Jeff Walker from the Cessnock Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Jeff. It is pretty much a staple of the city now, the Stomp Festival. What can we expect this Sunday?
Yes, good morning, Mark. We can expect some fun and activity. At this stage, we have something like 25 wineries in attendance. So it's us putting on display the best of wine country in the one spot. So we're closing off Vincent Street, the main street of Cessnock. Gives the opportunity for people that come along to experience the wineries in the one spot. Plus, we've got four breweries with craft beer, so they're local breweries as well, and something like 130 stalls. So I understand that a lot of the shops in the main street will also be open and we'll have some bargains on as well. So it should be a great day.
Look, we'll get to the grapes in a moment. What are some of the other specialty things that will be happening in Vincent Street on Sunday?
Probably one of the main things is the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. So it's a high tea that we've got a series of those throughout the day. So the Mad Hatter's actually coming along to host that with the March Hare. So tickets are still available for that. And we've custom-made cakes and pastries and treats for everyone.
Jeff, you're not the Mad Hatter in disguise, are you?
I could be. I'm not saying.
Either you or somebody else. Fair call. Fair call. Look, this idea of the stomping of the grapes, I mean, it's a bit of an odd one, isn't it? But that is the way it used to happen in the past. Will the grapes that get stomped this weekend, will they be part of a 2017 vintage?
Yes, they will be. We've held them in storage since the vintage, so they're ready to go. Some beautiful reds. It's the opportunity for people to actually have a go at stomping. So they get about 2 minutes in the official stomp, in which they need to make as much grape juice as possible. And from that, we measure it out and get the winners of each heat. So besides that, we've also got a selfie stomp. So for those that might be a bit embarrassed or can't last for 2 minutes, there's an opportunity to take photos of yourself or your family or friends actually stomping and sending that off into the social media.
Surely you can last for 2 minutes.
I don't know. I did it last year, and it is a bit exhausting when you're going as fast as you can.
That's fair call. You probably don't want to fall over in there either. That'd ruin your
clients. No. It gets a bit dangerous, but, you know, we've got all the safety aspects in place.
So what are the best techniques if we're heading up there to do the stomping on Sunday?
Just go like crazy. So as soon as the siren goes, just jump up and down, go up and down as much as possible, because the whole idea is to get as much juice from those grapes. So, and I understand the judges aren't open to bribes, so you've got to do it fairly and squarely.
Maybe a bottle of the vintage going their way might persuade them a little bit.
They could too.
Now, are we entering on the day, Trevor, or do we need to do it beforehand?
You can actually do it beforehand, and we do encourage people to do that. The stomp tickets are selling fairly quickly, as are the Mad Hatter's High Tea. So if they go to our website, www.cessnockstompfestival.com.au, or go to the Cessnock Chamber website, and that'll show you where to get tickets from. But I do encourage your listeners to get in early and reserve their spots, especially if the weather's going to be the way it's been the last few days.
And Jeff, just make sure you've had a shower and everything's nice and clean before you jump in as well.
Exactly right.
Well, good luck with the festival. We know it is one of the big events on the calendar at Cessnock, and we look forward to seeing it all when it's done this year. Thanks for your time.
Terrific. Thanks, Mark.
There you go. If you'd like to enter, I guess it is not too late. And if you're travelling through the area on Sunday, just a reminder, Vincent Street between Maitland Road and Hall Street will be closed from 2 in the morning. This is Sunday through till 10 o'clock at night, so pretty much the entire day. 2NURFM, it's 9:25.